In the United States, President Donald Trump and his allies are continuing to attack the contents of the Mueller report into Russian election meddling. They claim it entirely exonerates the White House, but have simultaneously declared it's also biased and littered with factual errors. Many Democrats, meanwhile, believe President Trump may have acted illegally by repeatedly trying to interfere in the inquiry. And at least one leading figure in the party says there'll now be a debate about impeachment. For the latest, I spoke to our North America correspondent, James Glenday. James, if this document is a victory for Donald Trump, why is he attacking it every day?
Yeah, that's a pretty good question, I think, Tom. He has attacked this from the very beginning. But for anyone who actually sits down and reads the Mueller report, you'll pretty quickly come to the conclusion that it's deeply unflattering for the president and some of his key staff. It's certainly much, much worse than was initially made out by the administration a month ago. And more details keep coming out and keep being emphasized here in the media. It details how some people lied repeatedly. It details the ways in which some welcomed contact from Russians with links to the Kremlin. It details some really chaotic moments in the White House. And perhaps most worrying for the president, it also goes into meticulous detail about the 10 different instances where he tried to either curtail the inquiry, deter witnesses from cooperating, and on one occasion tried to get the special counsel leading the inquiry sacked. And so what we've seen from his team is an all-out attack over the Easter weekend here in the United States. Mr. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has been doing somewhat of a blitz of a lot of different TV programs. He's been calling the language in the report biased and pointing out, quite fairly, that investigators ultimately not decided to bring an indictment against the president for obstruction of justice. Though you also have to point out when you mention that, that the report specifically and pointedly also did not exonerate him on that.
Now, the Democrats are continuing to tread lightly on the issue of impeachment. Are they going to take up that issue?
It's a really interesting debate that has been around in the party for a long time, but this now really puts it into sharp focus. Some on the left of the Democrats have been pushing for impeachment for a long time. They see this as their moment. They think that the president has obstructed the course of justice by interfering in the inquiry, like I mentioned, and that is an impeachable offence. And they believe that the party has a duty to begin impeachment proceedings in Congress so that they can prosecute the president and potentially remove him from office. But many in the party are also, on the flip side, and perhaps the majority at this stage, are deeply reluctant to do that. Even some of those who are very unhappy with what the president has done is detailed to have done in this Mueller probe. And they're reluctant because their soundings in their districts suggest that impeachment is not a front-of-mind issue for a lot of voters. They're reluctant because an impeachment trial would be highly unlikely to be successful because it would require to get a conviction in the Senate many Republicans to vote against Donald Trump, which at this stage looks exceedingly unlikely. And perhaps most of all, they're reluctant because they feel politically, just 18 months out from the next presidential election, a trial would suck up all the oxygen in the media, prevent their candidates from getting their messages about health and education and welfare out there, and ultimately end up with Donald Trump being found not guilty.
James Glenday reporting there from Washington.